Iran, the United States, and Israel say they have reached a temporary ceasefire, but there are big questions that still remain. Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait, and we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all. Meanwhile, we're seeing discrepancies from Iran in its language about the 10 points it's put forward on ending the war. In its Farsi language version, it included that it wanted to continue to enrich uranium. That's something that U.S. President Donald Trump has said is a non-starter. And we also saw the Iranians continue to launch missile barrages even after the ceasefire was announced across the Gulf Arab states and on Israel. In the United Arab Emirates, where I am, they said a fire broke out at a facility at a natural gas field there. Now, the Iranians have a lot of other questions, particularly over what's going to happen to their so-called axis of resistance, those militia groups in the region that support Iran. Pakistan had said that Israel was going to immediately stop its attacks against Hezbollah in Lebanon, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while saying that he would honor the ceasefire with Iran, said that Israel's war against Hezbollah would continue. That's a major sticking point. All this put together really shows how shaky this ceasefire is, and the future of the Middle East hangs in the balance now as we try to sort out what will happen next.